This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Here of a wrestling match here. You got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leather. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted.
The cone starts hitting May's jump time. And Cepeda and Prager at it. And Cepeda gets it a left hook. Boy, we've got a brawl.
Lon, I've seen some good ones, but this is the best when they get squared off individually like that.
Woo! Woo!
Woo! Ow! Got that money.
Well, you have to talk to my lawyer on that one.
You could see there was blood coming out of her eyes, blood coming out of her wherever.
I am deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior I engaged in.
What the hell's going on out here?
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Are you ready for a good time?
Taco Man Radio is on the air. Live from the Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Obviously, I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco. Welcome to another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Of course, tonight, I've got some great shots for you, baby. We're going to start off, of course, with Seth Meyers, of course, the king of late night TV. Wait, I'm not done. We'll bring in Steph Curry. Steph Curry, of course, considered the greatest shooter of all time, maybe the greatest basketball player of all time. Maybe he's transformed the game more than anybody else. Think about that. We'll talk about that in depth at about 20 minutes past the hour. Straight up, it's 40 minutes past the hour. Dom's Diner there. That's right. Dominic Command is back in the house doing his thing. Of course, Dom is like, he's my star. I love him. No doubt about it. Dom's Diner, one of the highlights of the Taco Man radio show. So we've got open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7579. Of course, the guilt-free, no commitment, Johnny Taco text line. The number is 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. So that's it. Tonight's show, Seth Meyers will open things up. We'll go to, of course, a special on Steph Curry, the greatest basketball player of all time, in my mind. And, of course, we'll finish things up with Dominic Jimenez and Dom's Diner. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. The Taco Man Audio Magazine is in your face.
Decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003, 800-485-6003, 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Yeah.
Republicans have done so little, and what they have done is so unpopular that their only strategy for the midterms is to make up a racist scam to scare people. For more on this, it's time for a closer look. The one constant in Donald Trump's life from his earliest days in Manhattan real estate to now is that he is a scam artist. He literally sold scam products from a vitamin kit that was determined by a urine test to a Trump deodorant. And I have to say, the last person I would buy deodorant from is Donald Trump. I mean, look at how sweaty he gets. Can you imagine the ad for that deodorant? Trump deodorant. Always let them see you sweat. In fact, just this week, a new lawsuit was filed in Manhattan federal court accusing the Trump family of defrauding investors by selling them get-rich-quick schemes.
President Trump, three of his adult children, and their company are now facing a new lawsuit over allegedly conning consumers in a, quote, systematic fraud and pattern of racketeering.
The federal lawsuit was filed today in Manhattan, and it accuses Trump, his company, and three of his children of promoting get-rich-quick schemes that have harmed investors, and that includes a telecommunications marketing firm, the Trump Network, which marketed vitamins, and the Trump Institute, which offered real estate seminars.
I can't believe Trump had an institute. I just assumed he escaped from an institute. Trump's been selling scams his whole life. If he weren't president, he'd be selling counterfeit video games out of the back of his Camaro. It's an X-Bonk. It's just as good. And like the grifter he is, Trump just makes stuff up off the top of his head to lure in gullible people. In a Fox interview this week, for example, he claimed he saved us from a war with North Korea that would have definitely happened if President Obama were still in office.
You have news out there that is so fake, and I can do the greatest thing ever, North Korea. As an example, we would have been going to war. Normal would have been going to war with North Korea. I think President Obama would have gone to war. If he had an extra year, he would be in right now a war with North Korea.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just dreaming about an extra year of Obama. I asked a team of computer scientists to estimate how much younger I'd look right now if Obama had been president for an extra year, and this is what they came up with. And now, as President Trump is just selling his supporters more scam products, he's replaced the vitamin kit and the deodorant with a space force and a border wall, things he'll never actually deliver. Just take the wall. It doesn't exist. It's never going to exist. So now Trump is sending troops to the border in a stunt and claiming that's just as good as a wall.
You're talking about 10,000, maybe 15,000 active duty U.S. military to the border, more than we have fighting the Taliban in Afghanistan, more than we have fighting ISIS in Syria. You're really going
to
do that?
It's very important. We have to have a wall of people.
That's right. The wall isn't made of bricks anymore. It's made of people. Our amazing troops are going to the border where we will stack them on top of each other, Tetris style. Republicans. Republicans make stuff up because they can't defend their actual record. For example, the GOP passed a health care bill in the House last year that would have stripped away protections for pre-existing conditions, and it was massively unpopular. So now that they're running for re-election, they're just lying about it.
We can protect pre-existing conditions, and you need to understand, everyone agrees we're going to protect pre-existing conditions.
I am passionate about protecting people with pre-existing conditions.
We will always protect Americans with pre-existing conditions.
Republicans will protect people with pre-existing conditions far better than the Dems.
The president's health care plan that he's laid out covers pre-existing conditions.
Okay, first, his plan doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. Second, he doesn't have a plan. The House passed a bill last year. That plan failed in the Senate, and then we never heard about it again. Sarah Sanders managed to cram two lies into one sentence. She's like the Rick Steves of lying. I'll show you how to pack two lies, a misdirection, and three evasive answers into a simple carry-on. Republicans don't want people thinking about their health care bill or the massive tax cut they gave to the wealthy, so that's why they're frantically spouting one racist, bad idea after another, like Trump's latest stunt over birthright citizenship, a right enshrined in the 14th Amendment. Automatic citizenship for anyone born in this country is the pillar of our post-Civil War attempt to build an inclusive democracy. And yet Trump claimed this week that he could just unilaterally change it through an executive order, something he obviously cannot do.
It was always told to me that you needed a constitutional amendment.
Right. 14th Amendment.
You don't. Number one, you don't need that. Number two,
I mean, that's in dispute.
You could definitely
that's very much in dispute.
Well, you can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen. With an executive order. That's what you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly
very interesting.
What I'm about.
I didn't think anybody but knew that but me. I thought I was the only one.
Yeah. You thought you were the only one because it's crazy. Trump's like a guy who gets put in an insane asylum, and when his roommate says, you know, the Statue of Liberty has been spying on me, Trump goes, you too? I thought I was the only one. And now Republicans, who spent years paying lip service to the Constitution, have been twisting themselves in knots to align themselves with Trump, like Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who's fully embraced Trump in his tight re-election bid. When Cruz, a constitutional lawyer, was asked about Trump's comments, he said, I have long supported ending birthright citizenship. I would need to examine the legal arguments behind an executive order, and I haven't seen those yet. So there you go. Ted Cruz says he needs to look at the legal arguments. If only he had known this guy running for Senate back in 2011.
The 14th Amendment provides for birthright citizenship. I've looked at the legal arguments against it, and I will tell you, as a Supreme Court litigator, those arguments are not very good. As much as someone may dislike the policy of birthright citizenship, it's in the U.S. Constitution.
Wow, somehow Cruz lying is only the second grossest thing about that clip after his hair. I mean, look how sweaty he is. Is he using Trump deodorant? All of this birthright citizenship talk is an extension of Trump's latest attempt to scare people about a migrant caravan heading toward our southern border. In reality, the caravan is a few thousand vulnerable people fleeing poverty and violence who are still thousands of miles and months away if they even get here at all. But if you listen to Trump, it's an imminent invasion full of criminals and terrorists.
At this very moment, large, well-organized caravans of migrants are marching toward our southern border. Some people call it an invasion. It's like an invasion.
You're going to find MS-13. You're going to find Middle Eastern. You're going to find everything.
These are some bad people coming through. These aren't babies. These aren't little angels coming into our country.
It's actually mostly young men and a lot of rough people. A lot of rough people, John. They're pushing the women right up into the front. Not good. And they're pushing a few kids right up to the front.
When you look at that caravan, and you look of largely very, you know, big percentage of men, young, strong.
He sounds like a Long Island divorcee trying to convince her friends to go out to a club. There'll be lots of men, young, strong. They love to travel. Of course, implying that they're young, strong men is just another racist dog whistle designed to scare people. And in doing that, Trump has had the help of a right-wing propaganda outlet that exists entirely for one purpose, to disseminate his lies and whip its audience into a racist frenzy. And over the last few days, Fox News has gone into overdrive, telling people there might be more caravans and that those caravans might be spreading disease.
This is an invasion. This is an act of attacking the United States sovereignty.
This is a threatened invading force that may well bash its way through our fence the way they did the Guatemalan fence.
What about diseases? I mean, there's a reason why you can't bring a kid to school unless he's inoculated.
They're coming in with diseases such as smallpox and leprosy and TB that are going to infect our people in the United States.
Smallpox and leprosy? Where is this caravan coming from? Medieval England? The last, true story, the last naturally occurring case of smallpox was in 1977. It really makes your scaremongering a lot less convincing when the only diseases you can think of are from the Oregon Trail. But the weirdest example of Fox spreading this racist hoax was a segment on Lou Dobbs' show on Monday. Dobbs might be Fox's most virulent conspiracy theorist after mail bombs were sent to prominent Democrats. He called them fake. He's also been obsessively tracking the location of the caravan, which, as we showed you last week, has sometimes given him pronunciation trouble.
The caravan of mostly Central American immigrants is now in the Mexican city of Oaxaca tonight.
Now, I just wanted to show you that to give you some context for this next clip. Dobbs had a guest on who floated a theory about the migrant spreading disease that was so crazy, even Dobbs couldn't go along with it.
We simply cannot tolerate the continued invasion of this country when Americans are suffering every day. The national debt is exploding. We have diseases spreading across the country that are causing polio-like paralysis of our children. It's one thing after the other.
Senator, you can't very well blame that disease on illegal immigrants. We don't know the cause of it. I don't think that's fair. There are plenty of reasons to keep this country secure, including making sure that everyone is healthy when they're brought into the country without question. Right? Is that fair?
That is fair, but that is part of the problem. We don't know where the diseases are coming from.
Well, that's, you know what? With that, we're going to leave it.
Guadalajara.
Lou Dobbs just had that moment that a lot of us had in our 20s. Remember, you're at a party at someone's house, and you look around, and you go, man, everybody at this party is an ass. And then you go, wait, I'm at this party. The caravan hysteria spun so far out of control that Shepard Smith actually had to look straight into the camera this week and reassure Fox viewers that they were not in danger.
The migrants, according to Fox News reporting, are more than 2 months away, if any of them actually come here. But tomorrow is 1 week before the midterm election, which is what all of this is about. There is no invasion. No one's coming to get you. There's nothing at all to worry about.
Oh, my God. Fox News has gone so far off the rails that the only sane person who works there has to talk to viewers like children who accidentally saw a scary movie. It's okay. There's nothing to worry about. The Babadook is not real. And it is not coming to get you. And that's great. The only problem is, a few hours later, Sean Hannity comes on the same network and screams, "The Babadook is real, and it's outside your house!" The caravan hysteria is a con designed to distract everyone while Trump and his cronies plunder the government for their own personal gain. That's a point Obama made over the weekend when he was campaigning in Wisconsin.
They're trying to convince everybody to be afraid of a bunch of impoverished, malnourished refugees 1,000 miles away. It's this group of folks. We don't even know where they are. They're way down there. That's the biggest thing. And you know, as soon as the election's over, everybody will be like, what happened? We were being invaded. Where'd it go? They're giving tax cuts out to billionaires. They don't want you to notice that. Look over there. They're sabotaging your health care. Look, wait, look.
It's like a con where, you know, a door-to-door salesman tries to sell you a security system while his buddy sneaks in the back, takes all your stuff. It's like Home Alone. You remember that movie?
Oh, my God, he's right. It is like Home Alone. And Trump was in that, too. Trump's racist fear-mongering over immigration is the latest scam from a guy who's been scamming people his entire life. And he's right at home in the modern GOP. They're robbing you, and they're trying to distract you while they do it. They're hoping you won't notice until it's too late, and then you'll say...
What happened?
This has been A Closer Look.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I mean, it's enough to make your head explode.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, too bad.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
When I drive to work every morning, I always feel it's my responsibility to bring a lot to the table. I can't just come in and say, okay, guys, what do you have for me? So I usually come, I drive at 5:30 in the morning, I drive here, and I kind of, in my head, what's the lead story? And Steve Nash had an interesting comment yesterday when he talked about Steph Curry. And you know how I feel about Steph Curry. He's changed the game. There's been a lot of great basketball players. Steph Curry has changed the game. The game doesn't even look like it used to look like. Steph Curry's getting coaches fired, presidents fired. Steph Curry has changed the spacing. By the way, you can argue who the best basketball player is, the best center is, the best coach is. You can't argue who the best shooter is. There's not even a second place. He's first. I don't even know who's second. Maybe Steve Nash. So he is, and Steve Nash had this quote yesterday. He said he's the evolution of basketball, man. We're watching basketball evolve, and it's Steph. Now, I just want to start with that premise because I agree with that. If you literally, if you, now, from that, I talked about Mount Rushmore, and this is where my staff pushed back. My staff said, that's so hacky, you're beyond doing Mount Rushmore topics. Mount Rushmore topics are the four greatest in, you know, who are the four greatest quarterbacks, four greatest this. I've always had this theory that in any Mount Rushmore argument, the first three are easy, and we start arguing and throwing haymakers and bottles at each other over the fourth. And I'll give you an example. You can do it with anything. You can do it with hamburger, fast food hamburger places, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's. We argue over the fourth. You can do it NFL head coaches all time. Lombardi, Walsh, Belichick. Then we got a lot of arguments. I mean, hell, even Mount Rushmore itself. It's Washington, Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and they got Teddy Roosevelt is the guy that shouldn't be there, but he got there because he built it. I mean, if I built radio, I'd be on the Mount Rushmore. Teddy Roosevelt's not even the best Roosevelt. FDR is the best Roosevelt. You would never take out Washington, Lincoln, and Thomas Jefferson. They're guaranteed. But this guy got in because he created Mount Rushmore. Again, Marconi did radio, so he gets on the Mount Rushmore. If I did, I'd be on the Mount Rushmore. But he shouldn't even be there. The one you argue about is the fourth. And I was thinking about this, about Steph Curry, and about Mount Rushmore arguments. They're kind of hacky, cliched arguments. But think about this. In baseball, much like fast food, football coaches, and presidents, baseball, Babe Ruth, Ted Williams, Willie Mays, you can't argue. You argue about the fourth. Ted Williams, the greatest pure hitter ever. Babe Ruth, at the time, first 75 years of the sport, greatest player. Willie Mays, say hey, kid. And if you go to the NFL, Jim Brown, many people still think's the greatest player ever. Jim Brown, Montana Brady.
Then Lawrence Taylor.
But he's a defensive player, and it's mostly a scorer's league. He's the best defensive.
I mean, he transformed the game, though.
Well, he's a defensive player. They're buying jerseys for offensive players. Here's the other one. Hockey, Gordie Howe, Gretzky, Bobby Orr. Then you argue about Bobby Hull, Lemieux. Okay, you go to golf. Ben Hogan, Jack, and Tiger. You can say Arnie, Ben Hogan won more than Arnie and had a significantly shorter career. Who you argue over is Bobby Jones and Arnie. If you go, though, here's where it's interesting. Because it's always this way on these Mount Rushmore. You get to three really quickly, and you can't figure out a four. And this whole point was about how great Steph Curry is. If you go to basketball's Mount Rushmore, this tells you the greatness of LeBron. It is Wilt, MJ, Magic, and LeBron, and you can't even argue Steph Curry, who has revolutionized the game, is the greatest shooter of all time, is going to end up with more championships than LeBron, is in the greatest team that's ever played, and it would be embarrassing not to have LeBron on there. First of all, Wilt changed the rules. Michael's the greatest player. Magic saved the league. And is probably the most transformative player in the history of the biggest brand in America outside of the Dallas Cowboys, and then it's LeBron. And my point is, all these Mount Rushmores, you can't argue this one. First of all, people say Kareem. When Magic arrived on the Lakers with Kareem, Kareem was suddenly the best player, second best player in the Lakers. How the hell are you on the Mount Rushmore? When Magic arrived to the Lakers, Kareem's profile shrunk. He was an enigmatic scorer, aloof, not really a team leader, but he had a hook shot. Magic came and stole the franchise. You can't put Bill Russell in. Bill Russell wasn't even the best player at his position, center of his generation. Wilt was. So my point is the greatness of LeBron, that he's on the Mount Rushmore. He's still got 5 years to play. The most revolutionary basketball player, the only one close is Wilt, is Steph Curry. And you couldn't put him near Mount Rushmore. Is that a great topic or what right there?
I don't see the flaw in this topic. What was the major pushback?
Because they said it was a Mount Rushmore topic. I said, I don't care about Mount Rushmore.
We're above being hacky now?
Yeah,
being
no kidding.
Being a vampire
kidding.
with
my career.
Smoke coming out of it. We have a giant pumpkin next to my desk for a week.
If you go Mount Rushmore, I've always had this theory that you can't go on a camping trip with guys and you can't go to Vegas with four guys. You can only do it three. Because you find your best friend.
Once you have even numbers, people split off.
Yeah, and for guys, you go with your best friend, and then you find one guy you can get along with. By the time you get to a fourth, you're 3 days through the camping trip, and you're like, I had no idea Bob did meth. You can't take a fourth guy. You can't. You can never get a fourth. The fourth is impossible. Always.
I'm with you on the fourth becoming the argument, because once you get to the fourth, it starts to become more of a preference.
Over a fact.
Right. So there's more of an opinion once you get to the fourth.
You can't argue back. Okay, Wilt Chamberlain literally scored 100 points. He scored 80 multiple times. He's the greatest physical force in the history of the league. Bill Russell was known as a defensive center and couldn't stop him.
There's so many people that you could put in there. I mean, Shaq.
Oh, God.
Shaq was a dominant player.
He couldn't beat Olajuwon.
Come on.
In his prime.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is what we'll do. We'll go back and forth.
Nobody put Shaq on the mountain.
There are people who would put
Drunk
Shaq
people.
Up there.
No. Not.
Shaq, Kareem.
I'm sure
people would argue Larry Bird.
On the Mount Rushmore?
That's a preference. Maybe, when you get to the fourth one, it becomes a preference.
I would put him on the Bird. I would put Sparrow, Robin, Larry Bird, and an Eagle.
We're not going to fall into this trap.
Did I oversell?
But no, you did not oversell it. I think that you oversell the pushback on it, because if it was just the Mount Rushmore argument, I'm just going to say it for our show. If we're being too uppity right now, we are not above doing Mount Rushmore.
By the way, the Laker Mount Rushmore is Wilt Kareem, Magic, Kobe.
I certainly people would argue Kobe. That is a fact.
All right, I got to get out of this. I got Jordan Palmer around the corner. I don't know. Maybe the public thought that was idiotic.
Tomorrow, why don't we debate if Pete Rose is the Hall of Famer or not?
I mean, Barry Bonds is the fourth one on that Mount Rushmore.
Come on.
So this is why we shouldn't have done it, because it's the Mount Rushmore.
If you put cattle,
we're gonna get into the Mount Rushmore argument.
Prods up, yeah, give me a break.
None of the pitchers can be on there from that era either.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
That's a sobering thought.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah, it was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A+ rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as one business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. Bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-426-3569. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-426-3569 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-426-3569 to see if you qualify. That's 800-426-3569.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What's happening, everybody? This is your man, Dominic Jimenez. I have opened the diner. We are ready, full service. Dom's Diner is open for business. I've got the best and the worst in the week of sports for you. The World Series is wrapped up. The NBA is off and running. The Warriors look unbeatable. Yes, they do have a loss, but that's besides the point. The Warriors look awesome again. Hot stove has started. So much going on in the world of sports. And this is the best place to break it down. Dom's Diner, part of the Johnny Taco audio magazine on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. So, let's do this. Start off with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, Boston Red Sox. They won the World Series, but we're going to keep it broad for this first exercise. And winners are Boston fans. So, if you are from Boston or a fan of all Boston teams, and you are 17 years old, you were born in 2001, or even if you were born in 2000, you have seen 1, 2, 3, 4 Red Sox titles, 5 Patriots titles, 1 Celtics title, and 1 Bruins title. That's 11 championships for the city in 17 years. Since 2001, the Red Sox have 4, the Patriots have 5, the Celtics and the Boston Bruins each have 1. Each of the major sports, your team has won a title in. Basketball, hockey, football, baseball. It's insane. You thought the Bay Area had it good a few years ago. It was only the Giants winning. And then when the Giants stopped winning, the Warriors started winning. So we've got that going for us here in the Bay Area. But between the Oakland teams and the 49ers and the Sharks, no other winning. So Boston, Titletown, USA, at least since 2001. Absolutely winners. And if you're lucky enough to be a kid who's 17 or 18, you've seen 11 titles. You've lived more years where you've seen a title than years where you haven't. So you're lucky. Just Cubs fans. There are plenty of people who have not seen titles in their entire lifetime. That brings us to our next winner, Boston Red Sox, Steve Pierce. Who? Yeah, Steve Pierce. He was the World Series MVP. Take a journey of Steve Pierce. I think he had about three home runs in the World Series, 13 RBIs. Here's his story. In 2005, the Pirates drafted Pierce 241st overall. He's been with 6 teams since Pittsburgh. Pierce started the 2018 season with the Blue Jays, and in June, Toronto traded him to Boston for a minor league infielder and $1.5 million. Basically for cash and a random minor leaguer. And then Pierce, named World Series MVP, 3 home runs, 8 RBIs in the series. The MVP could have gone to a few different guys, but Pierce was definitely deserving because the guy was awesome at a time when, yeah, that's pretty much when you need your guy to be awesome, and that's the World Series. The scale doesn't get much bigger than that, so shout out to Steve Pierce there. And then keeping with the theme of Boston winners, we got to go to David Price. Yes, he got the win in the decisive Game 5, but the journey there for Price is what was just as worthy of getting him on the winners list as his actual performance in Game 5. Because in the postseason, prior to his appearance in Game 5, his start in Game 5 of the World Series, David Price had never won a postseason start. He was 0-9 in 11 career postseason starts with a 6.16 ERA. Not the kind of performance you want from your ace. And we'll talk a little bit more about aces not living up to expectations when it matters. But how about this? Not only did Price have an amazing Game 5 to get the win, where he allowed just 2 hits, but Price also started in 1 Game 2 of the World Series. He got 2 outs in relief in Game 3. He warmed up in the bullpen for a potential appearance in Game 4. And in Game 5, he turned in his masterpiece. Dodgers 3 hits, 1 run over 7 innings to carry the Red Sox to a championship-clinching 5-1 win. So like I said, or at least amending what I said, prior to the World Series, not Game 5, but prior to the World Series, Price 0-9, ERA over 6. So what does he do? He gets 2 wins in the World Series, Boston another title. He didn't win MVP, but he became a hero for the Red Sox. So David Price, putting some demons, past demons aside, got the win for Boston to win the World Series. All right, and my final winner, we're going to bring things back to the West Coast, the best coast. Sorry, everybody, not on the West Coast. I'm here in San Francisco. But Klay Thompson started the 2018-2019 season shooting 5 of 36 from three-point range. Klay hadn't had a 20-point game yet after averaging 20 points per game last season. And then things changed on Monday, this past Monday, because against the Bulls in Chicago on the second game of a back-to-back, Thompson made 6 threes in the first quarter and an NBA record 10 threes in the first half. And with 4 minutes and 53 seconds left in the third quarter, Thompson made his 14th three, breaking Steph Curry's record for three-pointers in a game. Oh yeah, and Steph had a perfect view of watching Klay get that 14th three-pointer. Klay Thompson going for 52 points in 27 minutes. It's unfair. If you look at the Warriors, they've got 3 different guys on their team that can drop 50 on you in a given night. Steph Curry dropped 50 points earlier in the year. We all know Kevin Durant is an elite scorer. And then there, boom, Klay Thompson. Maybe just as hot as Steph Curry is when he's in the zone, he drops 52. 3 guys who can drop 50 on a given night. Unfair. Klay Thompson, you are absolutely a winner. And my last winner, Steph Curry, on pace for 500 three-pointers this season. A little bit of perspective. Steph Curry is the only player with 400 three-pointers in a season. But wait, Steph Curry is the only player with 300 three-pointers in a season. And now he's on pace for over 500. That's the kind of start he's gotten off to from distance. And let's be real, it's entirely possible that Steph does hit 500 and keeps up the pace because he's that great of a shooter. That's just what Steph Curry does. All right, we're moving on to the losers list where we start to have a little bit of fun by pointing out some guys who did not have good weeks in the world of sports. First losers. The Los Angeles Dodgers. It's a story franchise, one of the greatest franchises of all time. As a Giants fan, it pains me to say that, but hey, game has to recognize game. The Dodgers have been a very good team for a very long time. Obviously, like with any franchise, they've had periods of not being good, but as far as I can remember, the Dodgers generally have been pretty damn good. Now, talking about that, they did lose to the Red Sox. We talked about it with the Red Sox and David Price and Steve Pierce. The Dodgers steamrolled through the National League. It was a bit of a challenge against the Brewers. They had to have the tiebreaker to win the division against the Rockies. But the Dodgers is generally unchallenged in terms of danger of their season. And then the Red Sox just wiped them out in the playoffs, in the World Series, excuse me. The Dodgers, with this World Series loss, they actually have the most World Series losses with 14. How about that? The team in second, the Yankees. The team in third, the Giants. So yeah, that's going to happen. But the Dodgers do have the most World Series losses in Major League Baseball history. You think back, the Brooklyn Dodgers, their move out west, just... Again, it pains me. It makes me happy as a Giants fan to say, ha ha, the Dodgers' most World Series losses of all time. That's so great. But at the same time, I have to recognize, hey, they've gotten to the World Series 14 different times and lost. That's in addition to all of their World Series wins. So I got to give credit where credit is due. Shout out to the Dodgers. You guys have gotten to the World Series a lot of times, but as I was saying, as a Giants fan, I can laugh because you guys have lost more than any other team in Major League Baseball history when it comes to World Series losses. So I can cope with that. It helps me feel better about it. And then the Dodgers also, Clayton Kershaw, free agent, 3 years, $95 million for Clayton Kershaw. Yes, Clayton Kershaw is an elite talent. We'll talk about him a little bit later on in Good Job, Good Effort, because we got to talk about the juxtaposition of he and David Price. Quite the opposite this postseason. But $30 million a year, the length isn't too big of a deal. I like the length for the Dodgers. The three-year deal is good for a guy in his 30s. But Kershaw, over the last few years, has been injured a lot. And unlike Madison Bumgarner, where, you know, he crashed his bike, his dirt bike, and hurt his shoulder, or this past spring training where he took a comebacker and it broke his hand, those were considered fluke injuries. Kershaw's injuries have been back problems. Not even like a hamstring or something, or an ankle, or a thumb, or even Tommy John to an extent. It's the back injury, and what happens when back injuries happen for athletes, it's so troublesome, because you hear a guy, oh, he's over it, and then he re-aggravates the back, and then he's over it, and then he re-aggravates it. So a $95 million commitment, yes, Clayton Kershaw, amazing in the regular season, struggles in the postseason, we'll highlight that more again in just a moment, but $95 million commitment to a guy where you don't know exactly if his back is going to hold up. It's really dicey. Dodgers, they had to re-sign Kershaw. There was no option. There was no way they were not going to sign him. But just keep that in the back of your mind. He does have a bad back, so you're going to have to see what happens there. That's it for the losers. And now, Good Job, Good Effort, which is pretty much an extension of losers. Good job, good effort to Clayton Kershaw, because this is another postseason, another World Series for Clayton Kershaw. Here are his stats in the World Series. Clayton Kershaw is 1-2. He's pitched 26 and two-thirds innings. He's given up 16 runs and has an ERA of 5.4 and a whip, walks and hits per innings pitched, of 1.18. The ERA, bad. The earned runs, bad. The 26 and two-thirds innings, eh. The 1-2 record, not good. The 1.18 whip, also not good. That's not what you want when you have your ace. Clayton Kershaw is arguably the most dominant regular season pitcher of his generation, of this era of baseball. This generation of guys, Max Scherzer's amazing, Justin Verlander incredibly good. Clayton Kershaw might have the title of best regular season pitcher, but unfortunately for him and unfortunately for the Dodgers, when it comes to the World Series, he just is not the same. I don't know if it's a tiring factor where Kershaw is just gassed from everything that he had to do during the regular season. I don't really know what it is, but he's not that good in the World Series, and that hurts his team. It really does. So for that, good job, good effort. Clayton Kershaw had another opportunity to exercise his playoff demons, and he didn't really do it. And he didn't do it, so good job, good effort to Clayton Kershaw. All right, and it's time to wrap things up here at the diner with a little bit of Say What.
Say what?
Over the past 9 days, there have been 450-point games. Derrick Rose, Blake Griffin, Klay Thompson, and Steph Curry all dropped 50. Double shout-out to Derrick Rose, who, the former MVP, has suffered injury after injury. His groin, his ACL, his other ACL. It's been a long road. Shout out to him for dropping 50 for the Timberwolves earlier this week. The last time that there were 450-point games in a 9-day span was back in 2007. You want to know the 450-plus point games? It was in an 8-day span. Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bryant, Kobe Bryant, and Kobe Bryant. Yeah, Kobe dropped 50 points in 4 games in 8 days by himself in 2007. Mamba mentality? Yeah, the guy's pretty good. That is it. I'm out of specials. We're sold out. So you're just going to have to continue to enjoy Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, and the Taco Man audio magazine returns after this. I'm Dominic Jimenez. The diner is closed. We'll see you later.
Chris had the game-tying home run last night, his second postseason homer, the pitch. And he swings and drives one left center field, deep. Hernandez back at the wall. Goodbye. Home run, Steve Pierce, and the Red Sox lead it 2-0. Steve Pierce, another home run, and the Red Sox lead it.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You buy nice drinks, mister, but you talk so much. Hey, Mac. Two more over here.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Don't go into a football betting weekend blind. Listen to four-time champion handicapper Ron Raymond from The Raymond Report as Ron will share his pro and college football forecast each and every Friday night with Fred Wallen on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Get the latest tip sheet information sports bettors are trusting with their money.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Tucker.
I used to love hot days. Anything that's bad for a pitcher, I liked.
Time to wrap up another edition of the Taco Man Audio Magazine. What can I say? A couple of calls came in, and I didn't have enough time to take your call, so I apologize for that. But, you know, can I say we're rocking and rolling here. It was a great show. I want to thank Seth Meyers for stepping in and doing the same like he does each and every weeknight, Monday through Thursday. Of course, he just rocks, man. He is the king of late-night TV, bar none. And, of course, Dominic Jimenez. What can I say about Dom, man? He's coming off a family tragedy a few weeks ago. He's bounced back stronger than ever. Of course, these productions he's put together of Dom Steiner, well, they're one of a kind. There's no doubt about it. They are just stellar Hall of Fame type of radio performances, and I thank him each and every week for his contribution to the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Of course, last but not least, I want to mention you, the listener. For without you, folks, we would have no show. So I know there's a million things you can be doing in the entire world right now. But I thank you so much for tuning in to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, I'm the Taco Man, live from Panama City, Panama.
Is Sports Overnight America.